there's something that I don't understand. I just say it's something.
Yeah.
I mean, we're safe.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're safe. When, you know, and everything in there is in there for a reason.
Amen.
Yeah, it
and,
is, brother.
And this, the Lord told me something. If it wasn't, it was, it had to be last year. He said the Lord, that he was looking for sincerity.
Looking for what?
Sincerity.
Sincerity.
And now Jesus said something answering Pilate. He said, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So when we speak, when we live the life, preach the gospel, minister to other people, or give our testimonies of salvation, anybody out there that love the truth, that hear the truth, they're going to get saved. Yeah, that's their response to the word of God that they heard. And it may take time. It may take years. It may take sowing and watering, you know, but it's going to happen. And I, you know, on average, in my experience with men, if I gave them the, if, you know, if I ministered the gospel to them about Jesus, within 10 years they'll get saved. Because got friends that when I got saved at the age of 19, I was almost 20 back then. And some of the guys that mocked and said all kinds of stuff, they ended up going to church 10 years later. And I've seen men do that. You meet them, and then you minister the gospel. They say whatever. They think you're trying to be better than them. You heard all that. You get cussed out, but then that word will get in their heart, and they get saved. So it's always free will, and if the Lord know that they have a good heart, he's going to make sure somebody tell them the gospel.
And you planted, somebody else watered over those 10 years, but it was all up to God.
Yeah.
After you did the planting and the watering, God caused the increase.
Yeah. And even with me, I went to church. I saw my dad preach. I didn't get saved. I just sat there. I listened. I respected him. I love God. I just never got saved. And he had a revival, and one of my friends went to. He used to preach in Utah, Alabama. So he had to leave Birmingham every weekend to go to Utah, Alabama. And he spent Saturday night, preach Sunday, and then come back home, be at work at Monday morning at 6 o'clock at U.S. Pike. But he was running a revival one summer, and a friend of mine, Derek Austin, he went. And during the revival, he went down and got saved. Now, he was always kind of mature in my eyes. But after that, he spoke in a much more mature way. Now, that doesn't mean he did everything perfect, but a change was made, you know. But I didn't get saved. I just put it in my mind, that's for adults. And I'm just a kid. I'm just, you know, I didn't do it. And then in the choir, it was a guy my age. He got happy. And this is a Methodist church. And they came and fanned him down, you know. But I'm out there. I didn't get saved. They probably thought I was saved because I was, you know, I didn't get in trouble or nothing, but I wasn't saved. But two Colt men came, and they ministered. And my cousin, he ministered. He explained Jesus to me. And, you know, my dad would just preach. My mama taught me the word of God. But Johnny, he explained Jesus so I could understand. And I wanted to know how to get saved in case, because I used to ride a mini bike and a motorcycle and stuff like that. And I wanted to know what to do if I got hurt. So, but then the cult men came, and they ministered to Jesus to all the young guys, and we started getting saved like dominoes. It all just came together that year, and I wanted to get saved, but I didn't know whether I'd do right or not, and I wanted to make sure if I get saved, I want to do right. I didn't know that you get a new heart. I didn't know that you. I didn't even know God would talk to you. So, but I learned, you know, and once I got saved, just the moment I was about to get saved, I was praying. The enemy came with a thought. He said, if you get saved, you're going to be bored. And I thought he was telling the truth. I said, well, I don't care. This is the right thing to do. And I asked the Lord to save me. And I promise you, I haven't been bored since that day. Amen. I've been bored before, but not since that day.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I've never had a bored moment since 1983. Yeah. And I know Christians can get bored, but I think that was just a miracle, God. God did something. I just don't get bored. Chris Lucas told me that now that you're on God's side, the devil's going to try to get you back. He said things are going to happen to get you off track. People might steal something from you. People are going to make you angry. Women might flirt. But it's just the devil trying to get you back. And all of it happened. And it wasn't normal. Things like the things that happened didn't used to happen until I became a Christian. And when it happened, I laughed about it. I knew it was Satan. He also said... He taught some foundational things in one moment. He said, you have authority over Satan. And he showed me scriptures, and I studied them. And he said, now that you're a Christian, you don't have to sin anymore because you have a new heart. He said, Christians sin if they want to, but you don't have to. Before, you didn't have a choice.
Yeah,
but now you do.
Okay, you had no choice.
And he went to the Church of the Nazarene. He was an Italian Catholic, and he went to the Church of the Nazarene.
Yeah,
it's not far from the church where you went in Center Point. The Church of the Nazarene is like you're going down First Avenue, and you are past Center Point, and it's on the hill. You make a left. That's where he went to church. But anyway, he taught every time I studied the word and I had a question, he'd answer it. He went to a good, strong Bible teaching church. But those foundational things helped me stand like I wanted to stand, and it helped. I even think the timing, you know, the Lord had him in place and others. So that when I did get saved, it was important to me that I did right. I've seen a lot of people stray and do right, and some of them would stray off. And I didn't want to be that guy. If I'm going to do this, I want to do it because I love God. And my dad, he loved God. So he did all that. He would drive to Utah, Alabama every weekend. And he did it with joy. He never complained, and my mother never complained, and she always helped him. They inspired me just by the way they did things. And I know it wasn't easy because he worked the kind of job when you come home, you don't want to do nothing else. But he did it. And, you know, the Lord has a way. I take what the strength that he showed that I learned from him, and I use it to do the things God gives me to do. And the Lord loves people, and his word is written in a way, it's got fail-safes in it. You know, the once saved will always say. If you never leave Christ, you always say.
For sure.
And if you rebel against him, then you're not. Well, who would, you know, you have to be wicked to do that. But he's got it written in a way... for every situation. And then Jesus has to protect heaven. He's the captain of the Lord's host. He didn't come just to save. He also came to divide.
It's true.
He divides the soul and the spirit. The word of God divides the soul and the spirit. Mm-hmm. The word of God divides the sheep from the goat. When the word... Psalm said, think of Psalms 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? We were saying in the communion class that the clue is the word of God is detectable. The truth of God is always detectable. So when people see it or not, when they love the wrong things, they don't want the right things to be true, and it makes them angry.
Mm-hmm.
They see that it's true, but they're not willing to come in the kingdom. So they get upset. The Pharisees wanted Jesus dead, and the people wanted Jesus dead. They drove Pilate nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, he, Pilate wanted to wash his hands. And he, but it, Jesus has a way of doing things. It's perfect. He's dealing with contrary people. And he's got us living his word publicly in their sight. If they won't read the word of God, they'll see the word that you display. And they have to, we put them in Pilate's seat. They have to make a choice about Jesus. Because when they see the light, they have to do something with it. Even if they don't want to. They have to put Jesus in a category. If they see enough light, they have to put him in a category. Or the word of God will get in their heart and they'll believe for salvation. They'll begin to have hope. We're going to get to Ephesians. But Brother Hall, we was laughing because Ray, times, yeah. He said the same thing you did.
He
wrote it all over there, but he left that one word. And you quoted it word for word.
And then he showed the energy, the equation with Einstein. If it was zero mass, it couldn't be possible for it to be a particle because it had that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was.
Yeah.
God, that had to be God.
Yeah.
There's no way y'all could talk about that.
Well, we didn't. I guarantee you we didn't discuss
it. No one knows that.
No one. These are Holy Ghost classes.
Is next week Ephesians 2?
Yeah,
I think
we stay in Ephesians till.
I think so.
Yeah.
The whole month of March is going to be Ephesians.
No, I don't think the whole month of March.
She gave a date that we'll start in the feet, in the book. But yeah,
it might be next time.
It might be.
Is the 5th of March? Is it the 5th of March?
Yeah, I think Saturday's on the 5th.
Well, then that would be next week.
But I wasn't here last week because I was cooking.
That would be next week then that we'd be in
it. I've been studying that book. I'll study some more in Ephesians. I'll be ready the way we want.
Either way.
You know, Marla's last week, when Marsha passed away, Malia got married that morning, and they had her funeral that day. And David did the funeral of her husband. It was the sweetest funeral I think I've ever been to.
Wow. But who passed away?
Marsha, Marla's sister Marsha. You never did know her, did you? Oh. Marsha Arledge.
Wow.
And
beautiful.
Gorgeous. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
I didn't know.
And David's a good man too. But anyway, it was very special. God ordained that way. Because she'd been sick a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
So Malia's got her up. Wonderful husband.
Mm-hmm.
Marsha's up in heaven.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll close here and we'll get to Ephesians or the Holy Spirit book next week.
What
are the Lord, I thank you for your word.
Glory to God.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Bless us to understand the hard things that,
amen.
The secret things.
Amen.
You said, Lord, seek and we'll find. Bless us to find the answers. And do all this in your heart in Jesus' mighty name.